and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. A warm welcome to you all again this, the feast day of All Saints. I know Patrick is sorry he can't be here today because, as he often says, this is the Hauptfestival of the Christian life, because in it we find the, as it were, we celebrate the consummation of our hope in the profession of our belief in the existence of the cloud of witnesses and the saints around the throne of God in heaven. And we see this beautifully foreshadowed and prophesied in our book reading from the book of Revelation today, when he talks, John gives this amazing picture of the sort of beatific vision of heaven. And he finally says that this beautiful refrain that has carried and unterstützt so many throughout Christian history, which is, in the end they will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to the springs of the water of life. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Now, the profundity of this statement obviously is contingent upon the fact that there is in life, and there has been, and there will apparently continue to be, many tears that are in need of being wiped away. And this is why the equally as sort of evocative reading from Jesus's famous Beatitudes from the beginning of his equally famous Sermon on the Mount, where he goes through this litany of blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are those who weep. Again, contingent upon the existence of mourners and weepers and those who are hungry. Now, today, in a day where we celebrate the cloud of witnesses and all of the saints that have gone before, it's an interesting, if you look at it in a historical light, because something that began in such hope, as many things do in the Christian church, something that began as a proclamation of absolution, of freedom, of life, very quickly became something oppressive and anything but. And we see this happening particularly with the understanding and teaching of saints. Because saints have become, in sort of contemporary mindset and throughout the ears and the eyes of many, are these people who sort of were the spiritual giants of their day, people who really went above and beyond what was required of everyday normal people. And they were the ones who somehow got closer to God, or were able to conjure up in themselves more holiness or more devotion or more sacrifice. And so saints, the concept of saints very quickly became, as it were, a damning concept. Because people would look at them and say, well, some people have to be really good. Some people have to be close to God. Some people have to sacrifice. But, you know, I'm just not a saint. So I'll just allow these people to sort of represent what it could mean to be close to God. Now, what's interesting is that, I don't know if you were following this, but after Mother Teresa died a couple of years ago, her diaries were published. And it was interesting that what was picked up in sort of the secular media was the fact that in and throughout her diaries was displayed a deep wrestling with the existence of God, even. A crying out at the depth of her soul, where are you, God, in the midst of this squalor in Calcutta, in the midst of this world that seems to be constantly weeping and constantly hungry and full of nothing but tears. And what was interesting is that because of the way that people had viewed saints, this was seen as some sort of attack on her holiness, or some sort of revelation. Aha, see? Even your saints are people who don't really believe as strongly as you believe, or something along these lines. And the way that it was sort of spun in the media had to be read to be believed. Simply Google it and you can find things to your fulfillment. But the point is that what Mother Teresa, what her writings revealed, is actually the core of the good news about the teaching of saints that has existed from the time the word was first used to speak of Christian believers in the New Testament, when the Apostle Paul would address his congregation as the saints, the hagios, the hagioi. I'm not sure exactly what the ending is. The point is, the saints. He would go on to say, you saints in Galatians, in Galatia, I hear there is sin among you. You know, you foolish saints, say hello to the saints. And he would begin using these words not because they connotated something intrinsic within the people themselves, but because, and we read in John today, because of this, all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Saints were, are, and remain today nothing more than all of those who have placed their hope, as John says, in him, and have then thus been purified by this hope as he is purified. This is why the writing from we hear from John, again in Revelation, talks about who are those coming down. Those are they who have had their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Saints who have existed, who exist here today, saints, and who will continue to exist singing around the throne of God, will have one anthem that was from the beginning to the end, and it was summed up perfectly in our hymn today. Yet the conquerors bring their palms to the Lamb amidst the throne and proclaim in joyful psalms victory, saintliness, through his cross alone. As we stand and sing and live today amidst the communion of saints, we thank God that it is in the hope that he has washed us clean that we stand with them praising forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.